Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vespers. My name is Becky. I'm the interim pastor. And tonight's Vespers are theme Vespers. Our summer theme is loved before the foundation of the world. And our Vespers will be led by Linda Allen. What you'll need for Vespers tonight are the blue gather hymnals out there. And there's not enough of these song sheets for everyone, so if you can kind of make sure you've got a partner that you're sharing with, we'll have the, we got extras back on that side. Everybody have one that needs one? Got eyes on one? All right, so those are the things you need, and we'll take a moment and begin our worship.
A reading from John. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world.
We sing hymn number 427, 427.
Young age, I have felt loved by God. I also felt loved by my mother, and my trust in the love that surrounded and guided me was foundational in how my life unfolded. But I was also silenced by others in my family and by my culture, and that silencing, that wounding, created in me a passion for bringing forth my own voice and empowering others to find their voices. This became my purpose, my personal mission statement for decades. I felt it was why I was put on this earth. It has been my foundation, and I felt this calling was supported by the love of family and friends and a strong faith in the Holy One, whom I felt put that passion in my heart. Now let me say it more clearly. My passion is to be a voice for those who have no voice and to empower others to find their physical, creative, and spiritual voices. I want to talk a little bit about the prophetic voice. In creation spirituality, which is the spiritual path I've been on now for about 14 years, we are all called to be prophets. And prophets are those who interfere with business as usual. They are the ones who stand at the crossroads and cry out, as does Lady Wisdom. They speak up against the powers and principalities, against that which is against life. They speak out against greed and injustice, and they are often reluctant to recognize the call when it comes. Here's a quote from Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 1:6. I then said, Oh, Lord Yahweh, you see, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. But Yahweh replied, do not say, I am only a child, for you must go to all to whom I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of confronting them, for I am with you to rescue you, Yahweh declares. And Yahweh stretched out his hand, and he touched my mouth. And Yahweh said to me, there, I have put my words into your mouth. Look, today I have set you over the nations and kingdoms, to uproot and to knock down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
In my work, the prophetic voice is off. The tool I most often use as my prophetic voice has been music. And prophets through time have often used song as a tool for awakening the people to injustice. So here are the words of some more contemporary prophets.
John Steinbeck wrote, "The songs of the working people have always been their sharpest statement, and the one statement which cannot be destroyed. You can burn books, burn newspapers, you can guard against handbills and pamphlets, but you cannot prevent singing."
Dr. Martin Luther King wrote, "I have stood in a meeting with hundreds of youngsters and joined in while they sang, 'Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round.' It is not just a song, it is a resolve. And a few minutes later, I have seen those same youngsters refuse to turn around from the onrush of a pugnacious Bull Connor in command of men armed with power hoses. These songs bind us together, give us courage together, help us to march together."
Sheriff J.H. Blair and his men came into our house in search of Sam. That's my husband. He was one of the union leaders. I was home alone with our 7 children. They ransacked the whole house and then kept watch outside, waiting to shoot Sam down when he came back. But he didn't come home that night. Afterward, I tore a sheet from a calendar on the wall and wrote the words to "Which Side Are You On?" to an old Baptist hymn, "Laid the Lily Low." My songs always go out to the underdog, to the worker. I'm one of them, and I feel like I've got to be with them. There's no such thing as neutral. You have to be one side or the other. Some people say, "I don't take sides. I'm neutral." In Harlan County, there wasn't no neutral. If you wasn't a gun thug, you was a union man. You had to be.
That was from Florence Reese. On your song sheet, there's a song called Hard Work to Do. And I'm going to sing part of it, but the chorus is what's on your song sheet, so I'll show you where it comes in. Well, people, these are hard times, about the hardest I have known. And the headlines in the paper sometimes chill me to the bone. And we look for easy answers, some new words to see us through. But it's a thin disguise till we recognize that there's hard work to do. Here's your chorus. You can believe in Jesus or God on high. Believe in me as I believe in you. Believe in the light at the end of the tunnel, but there's hard work to do. Well, some are gonna tell you they've got the answer to your pain. Just sign the dotted line, my friend, and you'll never have to think again. But beware of politicians, Bible hucksters, or gurus. Don't give your power away, let your heart lead the way, cause there's hard work to do. Here you go. You can believe in Jesus or God on high. Believe in me as I believe in you. Believe in the light at the end of the tunnel, but there's hard work to do. Hard work to do. Hard work to do. Put your faith in the future, but your hand on the plow, cause there's hard work to do. That last part. Hard work to do. Hard work to do. Put your faith in the future, but your hand on the plow, cause there's hard work to do. So, can you think of a song that has changed your mind about something, that has influenced you in the way you live your life, that has given you information that you may have not known before? If you were of my age, then you might call forth Bob Dylan's Masters of War, or The Death of Hattie Carroll, or Blowin' in the Wind. They might have changed your thinking as they changed mine. Maybe you heard Jesus on the Wire, recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary, about the death of a young gay man. Might have touched you. Maybe you heard Holly Near sing Hay Una Mujer about the disappeared ones, or the Righteous Mothers sing a song, and Righteous Mothers, that is, sing a song about domestic violence. And perhaps it was a song about the environment from our wonderful village play that we recently had, Green Again. My politics and my faith have been shaped in large part by songs like these. And now I write and sing my own songs to add to this body of work, to try to make a difference by touching hearts and minds, because a song has a way of getting behind the breastbone and reaching, going straight to the heart in ways that a newspaper can't do. So we come back to that question of what is foundational for each of you, and I'm not sure that my personal mission statement that I read earlier is still true. Over the past 7 years, my new calling and mission changed to this. I have a passion for bringing comfort through songs to those who are lonely, isolated, ill, or dying. So these days, here in the village, it might be evolving again, and I'm not sure to what. A calling, a mission statement can evolve, but it's very useful in thinking about what you are called to do now, what is foundational to you at this present moment. So there's a paper here. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes, and we're going to pass these down the row, and pens. And I wonder if you could just write down a beginning of your own personal mission statement, your foundational phrase that you can use if someone were to ask you, what is your passion or what is your calling? And some questions to consider in writing this is there an aspect of your life that you love particularly, that you are passionate about? Is there an activity or a situation that makes you feel most alive, most engaged, most involved? In what ways do you feel you most express who you are? In other words, what are your gifts that you are uniquely, that is uniquely yours to offer to this wounded world? What is God calling you to do now? Where does your joy and passion meet the needs of the world? Now, this may change. This is a snapshot, a moment in time. And it probably will change. So I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes, really, to think about it, write down something, anything, and put it in your pocket, work on it, and let it work on you. Song sheet. You can keep working on it, or you can sing with us. Love will guide us. Love will guide us. Peace has tried us. Hope inside us will lead the way on the road from greed to giving. Love will guide us on our way home. If you cannot sing like angels, if you cannot speak before thousands, you can give from deep within. Change the world with your love. Love will guide us. Peace has tried us. Hope inside us will lead the way on the road from greed to giving. Love will guide us on our way home. You are like no other being. When you can give, no other can give to the future of our precious children, to the future of the world where we live. Love will come. Let's pray. Holy One, you are the foundation upon which our lives are built. Help us to know how we might be your voice, your hands and feet, to create the world that you have envisioned before time began. Give us the courage to lift our own prophetic voices against greed and injustice, and to know our unique purpose in helping to heal our wounded world. Amen. Go in peace, serve in the way you were meant to serve. Thanks be to the Holy One. Amen.